let's get wildly hypothetical and utopian. Imagine an anarcho-libertarian future wherein philosophy, reason, and science prevail. The cathedrals of corruption looming over every nation, governments, have been replaced by direct democracy on an unhackable blockchain. And with the absence of the state, perverse economic incentives, monopolies, and dogma in healthcare become history. In that future, will traditional allopathic medicine and healthcare be relegated to the dustbin of history and replaced entirely by frequency medicine? That's a question I'll explore today with my guest. Today, I interview the woman behind my favorite red light therapy device, the Flex Beam here. She's the clinical director of Recharge Health, Dr. Zulia Frost. And I think that is a really cool name. For some reason, whenever I hear your name, it just sounds to me like maybe a character in a James Bond movie. Perhaps like a villainess in a James Bond movie, or like a Bond girl in a James Bond movie, or maybe both. But actually, she is a world-renowned expert in neuromodulation and photobiomodulation. Her professional profile is distinguished by 3 decades of direct patient care, blending Western medicine with traditional modalities, including Chinese medicine and acupuncture, along with rigorous academic training, providing an authoritative lens through which to examine the burgeoning field of photobiomodulation. Dr. Frost, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Jonathan. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for having me on your show. I'm excited to contribute with my knowledge to the topic we're going to discuss today.
Sure. And I bet that's the first time you've been alluded to as a villainess.
It's a very interesting angle, but I can live with this.
Okay. You've never been told before that your name sounds like a James Bond, James Bond character kind of name?
Well, once I've been interviewed for the Condé Nast Traveler magazine, and they called me as a Bond girl, which I was really pleased to hear.
Okay. Yeah, you got the accent to go with it too. So it's not just my crazy idea. All right. So I wanted your take on that question I posed. Will traditional allopathic medicine and healthcare in a more utopian future be relegated to the dustbin of history and replaced entirely by frequency medicine?
I think as a society evolves, and we involve every single one of us, go through stages of life and evolve, and we learn about how can we manage health in an entirely different way. We will learn about the biophysics of the body is actually more fundamental than biochemistry. And we will start using frequency medicine as fundamental medicine. I am very sure future lies behind that. I call it, in my terms, I call it energy medicine. However, allopathic medicine as it exists now is also have own merits, and when people become truly, truly sick, they needed to be seen by a practitioner, hospital, medical doctor in a hospital environment. So I think they will coexist together in a more integrated way rather than a polar opposition. And I think in existing shape, way, allopathic medicine now, it's struggling because it's been corrupt, I agree with you, by pharmaceutical lobbies and hijacked by bureaucrats. You know that. In my view, what's going to happen? A transformation where we look at health entirely different, and we're going to be investing our efforts and ability to manage health and prevent ourselves to become truly sick, so we would require hospital settings. So if we reverse that process and we use biophysical medicine, we would use natural substances to help our body to maintain balance and thrive in life, I don't think we will ever get that sick, so we would need the medical healthcare. But I still believe the two of the elements are necessary for the full range of services which medicine gives to people.
I think there's actually a really strong case for optimism about the future and for a utopian future awaiting us due to the democratizing force of the internet. It's very popular for commenters and podcasters to bemoan all the negatives of the internet, but ultimately I believe that the internet has been this incredible incredible force for a world where more philosophy, science, and reason will prevail. And I think that it won't happen quickly, but I think in the coming decades, I think there's going to be more of that shift in mainstream consciousness towards people taking more responsibility around their health. And then also in the institutions of science and health, them being more evidence-based. And so I really appreciate the work that you guys are doing there at Recharge on the forefront of that. But let's see, I wanted to, before we talk a bit more about Recharge and my experience with the product, I wanted to wind back the clock some and get more of your story. And you had kind of a galvanizing, tragic car accident that got you into all of this, right?
Yes, that's right. Most of therapists, when they train in certain model of medicine or alternative medicine, I don't know, they become who they are through some kind of traumatic experiences, like you say. In my case, that was I was involved in a deadly car crash and I survived. But in this survival, I have to learn the way to manage myself, my own health, because I've always been really, really sensitive to medication and pharmaceuticals. So I was looking into ways to manage and come back to life using physical modalities like light, electricity, sound. I also exercised a lot.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about electricity and sound. How did you use those to recover from a car accident?
This actually, it's a part of, in my view, biophysical medicine. They sound, has a wavelength and frequency, it's energy. Yes, so you can send sound to the body in a specific frequency and you can potentiate energetic resources in the body. In the same way, electricity, in my case, I use interactive neurostimulation, which kind of talk through electrical impulses to my body through the language of frequencies, because our nerves use electrical energy, right? They fire using electricity. So if you want to recover from, a fracture, which I have three spinal fractures and paralyzed parts of the body, you need to revitalize nerves. So you send the electrical message encoded in frequencies. And of course, light is the same. And in fact, they kind of interplaceable. They one generates another. So I've been very fortunate to come across of modalities which can actually produce healing effects. And once I fixed myself, I became really, really passionate to tell people about these ways of maintaining your health and healing and become at optimal health.
Well, thank you for sharing that story, because storytelling, especially storytelling of healing and transformation, that's the most compelling tool that we as humans have to convince other people to get outside of their comfort zone and try new things. And so you recovered completely from the car accident and you learned to dance again, right?
My dream was to dance, but when after car accident for 3 months, my right leg was paralyzed. And I look at the people coming, walking in the hospital and out with such an envy, because I thought I would never ever walk again. And my dream was to put a really beautiful shoes on and dance. And eventually I got myself there. And eventually I got rid of all the pains and I am able to do anything now. I can dance, I can walk, I can climb mountains, I can do anything, because, healing is possible. If you bring your body to balance and you give sufficient amount of energy, you can create miracle yourself.
Okay, you're back on the dance floor. That's a beautiful thing. Next, I wanted to ask you about traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture, which is something that you have about 3 decades of experience with. And I was curious if the principles from TCM and acupuncture, the principle of manipulating localized energy points in the body, if that influenced the engineering decision to create the flex beam as a targeted wearable device.
Oh yes. I came across of Chinese medicine even when I was studying general mainstream medicine, because I graduated as a medical doctor and I work as a medical doctor too. However, always there was an interest, because it was mystical. It was something which I wanted to understand and learn. After my recovery from the injury, and I understood that what this acupuncture is doing, it manipulates the energy transfer somehow in these mystical channels. So the best thing one could do in this scenario is to go to the source. So I went there to study TCM and acupuncture in the Beijing School of University, which they teach you all these principles. And it's, of course, really different principles compared to the allopathic medicine, which I studied. And I was very grateful, because I started to see the body from both sides. from body as a systems and organs organized from cellular to organelles and system structure. And on the other side is the energetic aspect of the body, where the energy flows in the meridians, like you're talking about acupuncture points. It's like a cross road of energy. And I needed to understand, because I wanted to understand first how healing begins, what needs to be done in order to enable the body to fix itself. And very quickly, I realized that the missing ingredient was physical, tangible energy, which we don't really pay attention. I mean, we have physiotherapists, we have nutritional therapists, we have, body workers, general medicine with the medication, but we don't have anybody who actually deals with energy. So that became very clear to me that that's where I needed to put my learning and the efforts. And of course, using these modalities in my own clinic and seeing people recover so quickly and so well, this became a passion to create a tool which people can take home and continue that energetic input.
One of the studies on acupuncture that really stuck out at me, it was a meta-analysis that I came across when I was researching the topic of genomics and fertility. Because I had gotten my wife and I our whole genome sequencing done. And then I said, okay, I want to look at our genes and figure out how to optimize for fertility based upon our specific genes. And let's see, I came across the recommendation, or there were two recommendations that actually kind of like universalized for anyone that wanted to maximize fertility, which was supplementing niacin. And then the other one was acupuncture. And there was a meta-analysis that had crunched the data of, I think it was 7,000 women. And it found that acupuncture was one of the most effective modalities in increasing fertility, and also importantly in increasing live births. And yeah, I found that really interesting. I guess the other thing that was interesting, though, was that they were comparing, I guess, true acupuncture versus sham acupuncture as a placebo. And the in the meta-analysis, they said that the true acupuncture didn't actually outperform the placebo that much, which as biohackers, we're pragmatists first and foremost. So whether it's actually the acupuncture or whether it's that that powerful placebo that you get from the experience of acupuncture, it's like one of the best tools to end up with a little bundle of joy in your arms, spitting up on you all day long.
Jonathan, you very, very eloquently describe the concept of epigenetics. You know, this is science we're learning in the recent decade. Medical scientists learn that we can actually manipulate genes, expression of these genes by exposing to certain factor. And you could do it positively and negatively. Like if you have a bad gene, you can turn it off. And the good gene, you can amplify it, yes, by exposure. And so nutritional therapy works like this. It's like you're talking about niacin. This can upregulate certain genes. In the same way, you can downregulate the genes. If, for example, you're diabetic and you you start going off sugar diets and exercise, you can turn off those negative genes. So with the acupuncture, I am very interested to read this study you mentioned. but it truly is affecting the fertility, because what we don't know as a just, it's our ignorance, I guess, about this oriental concept of medicine, that meridians, they actually move that energy, mystical chi energy. I would say, if I was a physicist, I would say it's really the description, it's very close to chi as a quantum field, you know, interaction of the particle at the quantum field. So, and I sincerely believe we live in the quantum field. And so those pathways and passages where we call these meridians, they enable this quantum field oscillation much more actively. So when you hit the acupuncture points, it's like a nodule. You can access to these pathways. Have an image of the metro system, underground trains. Those are your network of acupuncture meridians, and the metro stations are acupuncture points. So you have access to much more energetic pathways if you on, like, say, on a Oxford Street station in London. Yes. So I absolutely believe that you can influence with acupuncture, and I have seen results using acupuncture for fertility. I also know that when you use energetic modalities such as light, sound, and electricity over the acupuncture points, you can potentiate and you can express the genes in a very similar way. Of course, I don't have the proof yet, but we will in the future.
Okay, I'm going to jump ahead in my question outline then, because I was going to ask, what are the red light therapy cofactors? What are the things that you add on to red light therapy? And so you're suggesting using red light therapy in combination with acupuncture, and then also with sound therapy. And so I'm imagining that if you have back pain, if you have intransigent back pain, you would use red light therapy. Of course, that's kind of an obvious. And then do acupuncture. And then would you do something like, I don't know, downloading like healing frequencies off the internet and playing them on a Bluetooth speaker onto your back? How would that be done?
Yes, it's really interesting what you suggest. You can absolutely do that. And I'm sure there will be synergetic effect. I actually use in my clinic laser acupuncture. So I've got the system. It's a German system from Dr. Weber, which has generated lights through their laser diodes, and then a batch fiber optic cable, which ends up like a needle opening with the opening. So when I put this needle to the skin contact, it sends a beam of laser lights. And this beam of lights activates the points, acupuncture points, and subsequently contribute to energy in the meridian. So in my approach of laser acupuncture, I have 10 needles, which I can do simultaneously. You could, of course, if you have a flex beam.
And where is your clinic located where you do that?
I am now based in Barcelona in Spain.
Ah, Barcelona. So if you're taking a vacation to Barcelona, stop, go and see Dr. Zulia.
Yes, and enjoy both healing and rest.
Okay. Although I wrote an article once as a digital nomad, I was doing digital nomad reports, and I actually liked Valencia a lot more than Barcelona. But the acupuncture that you do there sounds like it's worth a trip to Barcelona for sure.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to next get into like recent red light therapy science. And I perused today PubMed, and my audience is already pretty savvy. They understand the red light therapy mitochondrial mechanism. But yeah, I wanted to see, I wanted to delve into the recent science done with photodynamic therapy. So I cross-referenced by the last 2 years of clinical trials. And actually, the major area of red light therapy research done recently is on myopia in children. There have been a couple of studies done on this with pretty promising results. And so I was curious, since there's, you guys have a really large customer base at Recharge now, I was curious if you have any customers that have like used the FlexBeam like on their children's eyes to address myopia.
Yes, this is a really interesting question. So let me address the first part about this recent studies. So PubMed literally exploding in the last, I would say, 3-4 years. Actually, post-pandemic, we have a true increase in the peer-reviewed randomized control studies, publications on the topic of using lasers and LEDs, or collectively it's photobiomodulation or red light therapy when they specifically use red and infrared light. They literally tens of thousands. And I, of course, I am cherry picking those which are much more rigorous and much more serious studies, which, you know, every study we can find the flaw one or another. And they are literally showing lots of clinical results. Myopia, which you mentioned, it's been also proven to be effective, as well as macular degeneration for elderly also is effective when you use red light therapy. However, you need to understand that the flex beam we talk about today, it's really, really potent device, really strong. So it produces a very dense light. It's, I would not say the number one indication would be to use on your eyesight. There are much better devices suited, like using goggles, which generate red and infrared light, but they're gentle. And those would be absolutely perfect for myopia and could be used on children, could be used in elderly with macular degeneration. They have studies. So for using specifically FlexBeam or related to that, I'd say the, in recent years, studies on proving joint pain, post knee replacement, joint replacement, and regeneration of the joints, particularly knee joints, back pain, like you mentioned before, neck pain, not only pain, but the actual regeneration. And this study, a proper study, randomized control studies, which are in effect. And lots of interesting direction, a new direction I see also from researcher Anne Lebert and her team into photobiomodulation for gut health. So when you stimulate your putting on your stomach, you can activate gut microbiome, which gives you result almost within 2 weeks' time. You could see some good bacteria started really proliferate. Imagine if you combine it with the supplements, you can literally rebuild your gut very quickly. And of course, gut-brain connection, then we're talking about improvement your brain functionality, prevention of development of dementia or other negative things. So this is a new direction of the research. Very recently, I came across a study, literally this year, 2025. They talk about how different the effect can happen when you use photobiomodulation during the daytime versus when you sleep. So this is another new direction, because then you know when you want the restorative effect for your brain, you can use it at the time when you sleep even. So, yeah.
Okay. So recently, the way I've been using the flex beam is sometimes if I have to wake up in the middle of the night, and then I want to fall back to sleep, and I'm an entrepreneur, so like as soon as I like wake up, my mind is like racing with all the things to do. So I find that if I lie back down in bed and I put the flex beam on me, that 10 minutes, a lot of times I'm like asleep after that 10 minutes. In fact, me and my wife have both like fallen asleep with like the flex beam on our body. So you're suggesting that and it's well known that red light therapy stimulates melatonin release, but the science that you're referring to, is that also suggesting that used during the daytime, it has a different kind of effect? It doesn't do melatonin release during the daytime?
No, it's not. It's not that sort of mechanistics. So what we also learned, actually in the last 4 or 5 years, we learned that red light therapy can affect the body in dual way. First, through the eyes, we have the one mechanism when you see photons of eyes activating opsin receptors and then stimulate the pathways of the brain and produce melatonin, yes? So this is when you actually see the photons or you look at it, yes? So through the eye mechanism. And then what they discovered very recently, so light work also directly when you put it on the body without looking at the cells, you have a different, it's called subcellular mechanism. So in this case, melatonin produced inside mitochondria, inside the cells. And this is a different one which regulates circadian rhythm. This one is really, really powerful, powerful as antioxidant. So as you know, how much damage caused by reactive oxygen species in the body buildup, it's actually first cause for the cell to become ill and old. So to counterbalance this effect, if you produce subcellular melatonin in the cell, you can negate this effect and you can produce a regenerative effect for the cell.
Mm-hmm. In one of your other interviews, you were talking about seasonal affective disorder, which we are getting into that season now. And I had always thought that seasonal affective disorder was due to generally like a lack of vitamin D3 from the sun, which is like on the other end of the light spectrum from red light. But does red light therapy help assuage seasonal affective disorder?
In my experience, yes. In fact, we just recently have done evaluation for using flex beam specifically for that. Because as you know, our headquarters based in Norway, which is a perfect country to test this for particularly SAD. SAD, naturally, it's when the body is lacking of light overall. Of course, vitamin D is just one spectrum because UVB, ultraviolet light, stimulates production of vitamin D, synthesizing in your skin. But really, apart from this, you know, that you need the whole spectrum of light. And red and infrared light collectively is more than 40% of the whole spectrum of light. So imagine all the rest is just really tiny part, and most of it is just red and infrared light. So when we lacken of the sunlight, we lacking of that big portion of red and infrared light too. So it makes logic sense to use it to at least replenish the body. Plus, of course, we notoriously live in our caves, in our homes, with artificial lighting, which doesn't have that spectrum at all. So we are chronically lacking on the infrared light specifically, which causes health issues, as my understanding of this now. So yeah, go back to SAD. It's massive help. And of course, I would like to combination of both SAD lights, brightness of lights with having other spectrum, and of course with flex beam, because it's really super potent for the body, for specifically generating red and infrared lights.
So we already talked about acupuncture and TCM. Are there some other red light therapy cofactors? I've heard really good things about taking methylene blue and then doing red light therapy.
Yes, I actually experimented myself. Yeah, because I wanted to understand and know how methylene blue works. And it works really well, really well. And of course, there is a big application. You actually mentioned this before. A big application is in photodynamic therapy. What's photodynamic therapy? It's typically used in treatment of the cancers. You know, when they inject photosensitive stuff into the tumor, in this case, maybe we talk about methylene blue, but I'd say don't do it at home. It has to be done supervised with the medical doctor, you know, but you can read research is existing already. So the tumors or cancerous cells, they particularly liken it to absorb photosensitive stuff. It could be riboflavin, could be methylene blue, curcumin is also could be absorbed by the cancerous cells more. And then if you follow by stimulating with light, what follows up is that cells which absorb photosensitive stuff, they have much stronger production of reactive oxygen species. So you create oxidative stress because the number of photosensitive stuff in the affected cells, malignant cells, will be tremendously more, because healthy cells, they fine, their mitochondria works fine. And so what you have in the end, controlled apoptosis. So it may help patients with the cancers. And this is, of course, new development field. But Dr. Weber in Germany, the Weber Medical Institute, they do really amazing work with this method. And their institute, they combine it also with photoimmunotherapy, which is to stimulate immune cells in the same principle, to give nanomedicines for the immune cells to absorb photosensitive stuff, to activate immune cells, which are also very useful when you have cancers.
That's kind of like the most important thing if you have cancer.
And absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell you truth, Jonathan, I never could understand why they were getting immunosuppressive drugs when people had cancers. All my life, I believe this is counterintuitive, because you need immune system to control, you know, uncontrollable growth. So thank God we have now, we turn in the corners and we understand the importance of the immune system in the management of those conditions.
Okay, next, I wanted to pose to you a couple of parenting questions with red light therapy. I've done red light therapy some on my infant. I've got, let's see, I think I used the flex beam on him once, and then I've got a panel light. And I would put him in front of the panel for, oh, just about 5 minutes. And well, I'm not sure if you may be afraid to answer this one, but that's probably pretty okay, right?
I would think so, because, you know, I've known about this therapy for decades, literally decades. And I've used the lasers in the clinic for decades. I don't see the much side effect. The only thing is with photobiomodulation therapy, it's a dose. You need to know the dose. So what would happen if you overdose is just you might get no effect, or in very, very rare situation, negative effect. So if you have pain, if you didn't do the right dose, you might end up having pain still. It won't work. You know what I mean? So, of course, with the children, with the young children, you have to be knowing what the source, how strong is the source. So if you're talking about the panels, not only the strength of their LED diodes, but also how far away, the further away, the less dose, so you can expose for longer. But if it's too close, then you need to be very short. With flex beam, we put the flex beam on the body. Remember, so we just say for young kids, we do just 1 minute and it's enough.
Aha. Okay. And one of the features people should know about on the flex beam is it has three different settings, and these settings kind of correspond to the intensity and the depth within your body that the photons are going to reach. So I'm imagining the application difference with this would be that, let's say, for example, you were using the flex beam because you wanted to clear up psoriasis, or you had a skin injury, then you would go with like the first setting. Whereas if you were, for example, using it to try to fix gut microbiome issues, you'd want to use the third setting so that it was penetrating as deep as possible. Is that, am I describing that usage correctly?
Yes, yes. Except one thing listeners should know, that when you use red light therapy, whether it's a panel or, flex beam or handheld devices, what really the best you do, you create the environment. It's the best environment for healing. So you improve the mitochondria function in the cell. You also release small quantity locally nitric oxide, which is a vasodilator, so you improve circulation locally. You improve collagen states, which is your fascia, your tissue level. You improve also the turnover, the scar tissue, so you repair, help the body to repair faster. So all these effects, let's say, on the psoriasis or eczema, which you describe, it's not actually treating the disease itself, but giving the body right environment where the body can then improve the state of the tissue itself. And when we talk about the three levels of penetration, you're absolutely right. Level one produce mostly red light, and it's pulsed at the very specific frequencies. And we know from science of red light therapy that red light is absorbed at the surface of the skin. So I would say in the first 5 millimeters, 8 millimeters into the skin. So naturally, if you're looking at the wound healing, any kinds, yes, scar tissue remodeling, if you're looking for the even neurological, you know, because in the surface of the skin, we have receptors, nerve receptors, they call nociceptors for pain. So people with pain might benefit using program one. But program two, program three, it's got also near infrared light. And this is a light which penetrates deep in the body. Out of all spectrum of light, the deep penetration comes from the infrared light.
Second parenting question. Would it be a good idea for my wife to shine, put the flex beam on her boobs to increase milk supply?
Okay. We would say the best way to put for this is at your back. So you get the device and you just put it at the both sides of the spine. This is a projection and a neurological and blood vessel projection for the breast. The actual breast stimulation, it's not recommended because it's endocrine tissue. Or if you do it, you could do it like under my supervision, for example, right? So it has to be somebody who is trained to be supervising. But to increase milk, as you say, parenting question, it's absolutely fine for you to put at the back of the chest and you will see there will be improved result.
Okay, good to know.
All right, we got another package from Recharge Health. Yeah, we got another red light here. And this is red light number 3 for us. And I like red lights so much, yeah, that we got 3 of them now. And red light therapy, photodynamic therapy, is something that I have put a lot of research into. In fact, I did an article entitled, I think, 69 Benefits of Red Light Therapy, because it does so much for us. In fact, there's something like 50,000 items of human research on photodynamic therapy that can be found on PubMed. Look at that. They have upgraded the packaging. And yeah, this is actually FlexBeam number 2 for us because, oh no, and I scratched the outside of the packaging just a little bit. This is actually FlexBeam number 2 for us because the previous FlexBeam stopped working, and I really appreciate Recharge for sending us another, which that's what companies should do. If a company sells you a device and it craps out after 2 or 3 years of use, well, that's why you want to make sure that you're choosing things that have solid warranties attached to them. So I sure appreciate that. And here's their booklet. Ah, and this is a thing I remember from the previous one. They have a really nicely produced manual. Well, look at those. Look at those beautiful color photographs. Yeah, this is some good reading material for when you're doing your red light therapy. Don't you spend enough time on your smartphone already? Why not read the pamphlet while you're doing your daily red light therapy? And here's the case. Boy, that is a solid case. You just carry it to the gym. I've carried this to the gym a couple times when I wanted to share my red light therapy device with some other guys at the gym who inevitably catch workout-related injuries. Ah, and so you see this one? Yeah, a little bit different than our previous model. What do you think? Which one do you think you like the most?
This one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Has it been enhanced somehow?
Enhanced. Probably, babe. Probably been enhanced. That would not surprise me. And you can see we have all of these straps in here so you can strap this thing on your body however you like. And I did that. Remember, I strapped it to my head that one time and I looked really dorky. But then I stopped doing that, which I think you appreciated, because we're trying to keep the biohacking studly, not dorky.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about my experience with the FlexBeam, because I've been using it for a couple of years. And so I mentioned the sleep thing. And yeah, it really seems to help me in that department. And then I would also use it for workout recovery. As a brand new dad, I'm not going like really hard in the gym. I managed to get in a workout or two a week. But in the past, when I would move a lot of weight in the gym, I would use it to assuage the DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. And yeah, it really, really, really helps with that. And then I think this is actually one of the strongest cases for the FlexBeam is for prevention of carpal tunnel, because we're all kind of slaves to our computers these days. We all spend entirely too much time on our computers and using our smartphones and our tablets these days. And this just puts a totally unnecessary and excessive amount of strain on our hands and wrists. And so I try to, a couple times a week, do a session of using the FlexBeam on my hands and wrist. And I haven't, I haven't developed any carpal tunnel despite spending a lot of time on my computer. I wrote two books this year, 180,000 words total. And I have no hand strain at all, which is good because I got to hold the baby and change a lot of diapers.
Wow, that's amazing. Really good feedback. Thank you for sharing. You know, we've got a platform for all our FlexBeam users. We give them chance to join our forum. It's free forum. Anybody can come in and express, you know, what they learn about device, where does it work, what it's, and ask advice for other members of community. And every single day, Jonathan, I get people telling me some remarkable results. And it's just such a variety of applications. People use it for whatever they like. But of course, their strongest, of course, recovery, like you said, sports performance fatigue recovery. It's very strong application. People who have run and their back is start aching or knee or neck. Yes, that's also very, very important. Like people telling me it's just literally 10 minutes and that pain goes. I also found a big application of the joint pain. And even, you know, the horrible rheumatoid arthritis, like autoimmune joints, it literally reduces that swelling, puffiness, and pain quite quickly. Lots of people feedback of the in girls, menstrual cramps, really helpful.
Okay, I got another question for you. This is kind of like a relational empathy persuasion question. Is when you are talking to someone that's struggling with health decline in one dimension or another, but they are kind of stubborn. They're stubborn about trying something that is outside of traditional medicine, outside of what their normal traditional doctor is going to tell them what to do. Do you have like some persuasion communication things that you do to try to convince the stubborn to try something a little bit outside of their comfort zone?
I think it's natural skepticism is a healthy thing, yes? Because there are so many things, especially on the market, when even within red light therapy, the cheap gadgets which are promising exactly the same as we promised with FlexBeam. And the people, some, you know, have a bad experience maybe, and they right to be skeptical. I always say, look at the data, look at the quality of the device, right? And in the whole field of red light therapy, we know that it's LED, particularly LED-driven red light therapy, it's very, very safe. I mean, this is physiologically, you cannot harm people with this, because all you're going to do is just to stimulate mitochondria, and only if you've got these receptors to receive these photons, yeah, right? If you don't have enough receptors, you don't bind so many mitochondria, so you might not even notice anything. But the point is, number one, it's safe. You can try it. Look for the manufacturer who have given you guidance. So with FlexBeam, for example, we give people so-called protocols, which describes how many minutes to use and where to place. So if you see this guidance in place, then you just follow the guidance. You can't go wrong, because this is already tested and tried. And another thing is that it's a natural way. It's the lights which produces in the device, in the red light therapy devices, it's a part of the spectrum which comes from the sun. You already, since you're born, you're exposed to these wavelengths. So there is nothing alien about it. It's not a chemical. It's not something which your body is not familiar. It just presented a little bit more concentrated. And then when you put in the right place, it might be very helpful. So when you try FlexBeam specifically, you can actually buy it with, I think, 60 days guarantee. So you can return it after 2 months. If you don't like it, if you feel it hasn't done anything for you, you can return it. But no question asked.
Do you get many customers? Do you get many customers that are like non-responders to red light?
No, not many. But like with anything, there are some people, either they're far gone in their degeneration. Like say, the people have bone-on-bone joints, you know, and they buy FlexBeam and they think, oh, I'm going to control my pain with this, yes. But it's already so much compression and it's grinding. So you probably won't get instant pain relief. Maybe eventually you get with the combination with other factors like nutrition, exercise. But generally speaking, it would be these people, or, you know, very complicated. Sometimes people have so many diseases like cancer, like dementia, like headaches, migraine, all together. And when you start using device, I mean, it's not a magic stick. It's based on science. It's got its own merits, but you have to gauge what it can be helpful for. And so, yeah.
It's good to use any new thing with realistic expectations. The final thing, and this is an important point, the final thing that I appreciate about the FlexBeam is that the FlexBeam doesn't have a username and password. It doesn't need to receive software updates. Especially here in the biohacking space, we see there's a lot of offerings that are like subscription service kind of offerings. And I really like that this is just something that you plug into the wall to make sure it's charged, and then you press the on button and it works. I really appreciate that it doesn't need to be updated. I appreciate that you guys didn't put in like a half-baked $10 a month subscription service that people need to pay every month for it to work. Because I've seen some products in the biohacking space that they cost like several hundred dollars up front and then like $10 a month. And it's not really clear to me like what the reason is why it would cost an additional $10 a month. So that's one reason why I recommend red light therapy pretty enthusiastically. If people are kind of new to biohacking, or if they're kind of in the beginning of their health transformation journey, and they're just confused by like the boundless options that are out there. I usually recommend to them, I say, go on some adaptogenic herbs, which are natural medicine that like support the body in a very holistic kind of way. And then if you want to get a piece of tech, a piece of hardware, then start with red light therapy, because red light therapy, as I've delved into the science on it, I've seen that its mitochondrial mechanisms are similar to the mechanisms of like a lot of really fancy anti-aging supplements. And so you could have a supplement that's going to cost you like $70 a month, and then at the end of the month, that supplement package just goes in the trash. Whereas with red light therapy, you get a device for $500 or however much, maybe try to catch one on special here when the holidays come up. And then that's something that can serve your health for like years and years and years. So yeah, I appreciate that you guys like didn't overcomplicate things with software on this product.
Oh, thank you so much. All our team is quite remarkable. We truly, truly dedicated to create a product which is ethical, and everybody in our team is here to help, because most of people that came to work even with us are people who experienced some kind of trouble and managed to fix themselves with this modality. And also I tell you about the price. The price choice was our conscious choice, because we could have sold this, like $1,000 device, but we consciously wanted to people have access to this. So we made it the more accessible price range possibility that people can try it and see how truly is a remarkable device. And go ahead with this. Yeah, we have, as I mentioned, the forum for anybody to join. It's free. But what we have is a subscription forum. It's a membership, more advanced program, but only because I do regularly webinars, educational webinars for different topics. And I produce tons of guidance. I call them protocols. So if they wanted to use it, they could have it for a very small fee.
As a call to action, yeah, I'll direct the listeners to your webinars, because you've probably done like 50 of those at this point. You've done a lot of webinars on different health issues and how to use red light therapy differently to address different things that people would be struggling with. So in the show notes for this one, which I'm going to link below wherever people are listening to or watching this one, I'll link to those webinars. And then, yeah, I will suggest that if people don't have a red light therapy device, I think they'll be pretty happy with this one. And what I do with, I've got several vendors that are like my favorite vendors for supplements or for other things. And Recharge Health is one of them. And if people pick up a FlexBeam via the links below this presentation or on my website, and then they forward their receipt back to me, then I will jump on those people with a 30-minute call where I can do a free consultation with them. And this is like one of my favorite parts of my job. And when I talk with people on a 30-minute call, I almost always am able to give them some novel idea for making like the breakthrough that they need to get in life. And so I'd invite people to pick it up. And yeah, I think that is everything that I wanted to chat with you today. So I'm Jonathan with Limitless, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.
In a world where the cathedrals of corruption fall and blockchain ballots echo through the stateless hall, we ask the question whispered in the clinic's gleam: is frequency medicine the future we dream? Then enters Frost, Zulia Bond-coated, and Serena Healer with a flex beam and a 30-year routine, blending east-west light and nerve modulations, and she brings her tonic fire to a brand new civilization. In this future we're forecasting with luminous precision, we dare to ask the question that sparks a new vision. Will traditional apathic medicine and healthcare be relegated to the dustbin of history and been replaced entirely by frequency medicine? Where red light pulses true like a beam through the dark, and frost lights the path like a clinical arc. Science glows red in the journals tonight, showing mitochondria dancing in the low-level light. Sleep restoring wavelengths to the hyperactive mind, while SAD melts away under photons refined. The flex beam hums softly like a lullaby of tech, a wearable promise strapped across your neck. From circadian chaos to restful repair, Zulia charts the wavelengths that rewire your air. Against the winter blues, she shines a spectral shield. Photon level warriors marching on to the field. No serotonin slump, no midday despair, just a warm ruby glow cutting clean through the air. And then the alchemy, a hint of methylene blue, potentiating wavelengths like a biochemical brew. Stacked together they whisper, healing isn't slow, it's a spectrum of science your body already knows. Parenting questions both wholesome and bold, can babies bathe in red light, can the boobies be scrolled? Jonathan laughs, but Julie answers with grace, explaining photonic safety in a mother's embrace. Tiny cells respond gently, development stays strong, but dosing life for infants must be cautious, not long. Still, frequency future means families thrive, where wearableness keeps everyone alive. In this future we're forecasting with luminous precision, we dare to ask the question that sparks a new vision. Will traditional allopathic medicine and healthcare be relegated to the dustbin of history and replaced entirely by frequency medicine, where red light pulses true like a beam through the dark and frost lights the path like a clinical art? Clinic without walls or fees, where care travels wireless on therapeutic breeze. Flex beam on your shoulder, blockchain in your hand, healing decentralized across every land. Zulia Frost, part Bond girl, part sage, brings a utopian spark to a tired age. If this is the future, then shine it bright, a world reborn in photobiomodulated light. Oh, my parka has something. Basically big ads for biohacking goodies. But this one is. You listened all the way to the end, which means you know. Deep down. You want a flex beam. So don't delay one day in hitting the link below. Let the light take you.